Is Daf Chav Gimel. Today's learning is sponsored by the Shachman family, Lila Nishmas Leia Bas Aaron HaKohen. To the Bam of Chav Beit Amid Beis, the new Mishnah begins. Ha'osa Sukasa Barosha Agala Ubarosha Svina Ksheira. The person builds a sukkah on top of a wagon or on the top of a boat. It's kasher ve'olon lo b'yamtiv. He's allowed to go on such a sukkah on yamtiv as well. That's not a chiddush, but it's in contrast to the following case where Barosha Ila. The point where that is, Rashi points out, it's Diras Arai. The DSRI, even though it's very temporary, it's on a wagon, it's in a boat, that's good. But the fact that you could go on this on Yantiv, that's not a chiddush. It's the second part that has the chiddush about going or not going on Yantiv. But Rosha Ilan, oh, Agav Gamal, Kshera, Ve'ein Olun Abiyamtiv. If it's on a tree or on an animal, camel, for example, that's a kosher sukkah. However, one cannot go on this on Yantiv. Rashi says, five lines up from the bottom, Ve'ein Olun Abiyamtiv, De Gazer Be'yabanan, De'ein Olun Be'ilan. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos or an animal on Shabbos. You might come to break off a branch, and therefore it's aser. Now look at the previous Rashi. Rashi says kshera l'chol shemoid. V'yaf b'yamtif im aver v'alala yate dechavasa. So he says, even though l'chachila one should not ascend such a sukkah on yamtif, if it's on the tree, on the animal, it's gzeira. Nonetheless, if one did so, he has fulfilled his mitzvah. Which is interesting, because the Prima Gadol asks the question, isn't it not mitzvah babi avera? So why is that allowed? So one answer is the Ritva points out that mitzvah babi avera is only true when it comes to mitzvahs that require ritzui or some type of kapara, like a karban. He's mechadesh that a shofar and a lulava, but sukkah is not related to kapara or ritzui at all, and therefore there's no violation of mitzvah babi avera. That's one answer. The Sefer Tshuvas Taras Chesed answers that the mitzvah babi avera is only true when the heft itself is a davar iser. Such as you stole the item, the lulav, that itself is a chapsah shel iser. Here, not a chapsah shel iser, there's an iser zman of yantif, it's aser to on that day to go in it, but tomorrow it's a mutter, but it's not an iser in the chefta, therefore it's not a violation of mitzvah, haba bi'avera. Let's continue the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, shtaim bi'ilan v'achas bide adam. Let's say two of the walls are resting on a tree. One of the walls is a bide adam, is built by a person, no violation of any sorts. Or, shtaim bide adam v'achas bi'ilan, it's kshera. If two walls were built by a person, one is utilizing the tree, that's also kshera. But both of these scenarios, v'ein olam labyamtif, because since it's using the tree as one of the three walls, or two of the three walls, it's aser to ascend on yantif. However, if shalosh bidei adam, if three walls were made by adam, meaning they're not relying on the tree, the achaz bi'ilan, one of them is relying on the tree, the fourth wall is relying on the tree, that's kshera and also olam labyamtif. Why? As the Mishnah says on the top of Chav Gimel now, Zeklal, this is the principle that kol sheyinatel ha'ilan v'yichol lamor b'fnei atzma. If you remove the tree, the fourth wall, and it's able to stand, halachically stand, it's a good enough sukkah, then we could ignore the tree as being a relevant wall, and it's kshera v'olon l'byamtiv. And you're allowed to go on such a sukkah on yantiv. Gemara now says, Mani Masnis, and who is the author of the Mishnah that allows you to have a boat, a sukkah on top of a boat? It's Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya Ha'osa Sukasa Barosha Svina, one who builds a sukkah on top of a boat, Rabbi Gamliel, Posel, Rabbi Akiva Machsh. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva, who says a diras arai is allowed, and Rabbi Gamliel holds a diras keva is necessary. So Maisa, once the story happened, there was many stories with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva related to a boat. So here's another Maisa. So Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Shaybun, Besfina, they traveled often in the boats. Amud, Rabbi Akiva, also Sukkah, Barosha Svina, it happened to be Sukkahs, they're traveling on Sukkahs. So they built a Sukkah on his boat. So Lamacha, the next day, Nishba Ruach Vakrasa, came along a wind and blew off Rabbi Akiva's Sukkah. So Rabbi Gamliel, I ingest, I assume, Amr lo, Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, hey Chan Sukkaska, where's your Sukkah now, buddy? So his Sukkah was lost, and that's it. So that was his, I guess, response that if it's not going to be a Deras Keva, it's not going to work as a Sukkah. So Abaye comes along and he qualifies this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel. So Amar Abaye says, "Duchuli alma." Everyone's in agreement. Heicha de'eno yichol lamor beruach mitzuya diabasha loklim. If it's not able to withstand a ruach mitzuya, a very normal wind of yabasha, a 5 mph wind, 6, 7, 8 mph wind is probably bederach ruach mitzuya. If it can't withstand that wind, nobody argues that that's not good. That's loklim. It's worthless. If it's yichol lamod b'she'en mitzuya diabasha, if it's able to withstand an unlikely wind, meaning a very strong wind, unclear what that means. The Rashba quotes Machlokas in the Yushami. Does that mean anything above average? Or does it mean a wild, like a tornado? So however you define a ruach she'en mitzuya, it's a very strong wind. If it's able to withstand the strong wind, choyama lo pligi de ksher, that certainly is acceptable. So when do Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel argue? Ki pligi It's able to withstand a normal wind, an average wind. But it cannot withstand a very strong wind, a powerful wind. So it's somewhere in between. So there, Rabbi Gamliel Savar, Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inan. You need to have a permanent, a very strong and stable Sukkah. Since it cannot withstand one of the strong winds from the sea, lo klumi, that's not called diras keva, and therefore it's possible. Rabbi Kiva Savar Sukkah diras arai ba'inan, it has to be only temporary. Since it can withstand a normal wind, a 7 mph wind in the on the dry land, that would be acceptable. Now the Sfas Emes and the Brisker Rav ask, why are they talking about the ruach metzuyah of yabasha? We're describing a case of the yam. Shouldn't that be different? So the Sfas Emes says that depending where you are located, that's going to now bring down the threshold of what type of dira you need. So by yabasha, so where there's less wind, so it's a stronger dira. But on Besfina, he says, since it's the windy area on the sea, therefore even a dira p'chusa, even a lesser dira, would be acceptable, and therefore he has some different shirim. I don't fully get it. But the Brisker Rav says it's nothing to do with where you are. What's the definition of a wall? A wall is defined by if it can withstand the ruach metzuyah yabasha. That's just the shear of the wall, and whatever that shear of the wall is, whether it's here or whether it's there, that's called the mechitza, and that's considered good enough. Gemara Nes says, and another question, this Sfas Emes has another suffix, when we talk about the winds, the sukkah being able to withstand a wind, is referring to the schach or the walls? Which one? Because seemingly the walls might be stronger, the schach can kind of fly up, but your walls can stay permanent. So when we define ruach metzuyah, is it referring to the schach, or referring to the walls being able to withstand it? That's just a kasha or a suffix that he raises. So now the Gemara says, oh, well, gabi gamal, if you place the sukkah on top of a camel or any other animal. So we said in the Mishnah that's acceptable, you just can't go on it on Yontif. So masnisin mani, who authored the Mishnah that allowed such a sukkah? It must be Rabbi Meir. Desanya ha'osa sukasa agave ha'behema, Rabbi Meir machshir, Rabbi Yehuda posel. Just to be clear, the case we're talking about here, because we're going to talk about a similar case next, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says five narrow lines down, he says, agabe behema, kego nasan delasas ashne susim, behem karkaos hasukkah. So you're using the backs of the horse as the ground, and you put walls on the side of the horses, v'asa lamala michitas v'schach. So you're building on top of the animals. Here the animals, the floor. We're going to see the next case in where is the animals are the walls, but here the animals are the wall, the floors, and you're building on top of the backs of the animals. So again, the Braisa clearly states that Rabbi Meir allows such a sukkah on top of a behema. Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. So what's the reason? Why does Rabbi Yehuda disqualify such a sukkah? My time at Rabbi Yehuda asks the Gemara, what was his reasoning? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Chaka sukkos tase lecha, shivas yamim. You need to build a sukkah that's able to last for 7 days. Sukkah haru uya l'shiva shema sukkah. Sukkah she'en haru l'shiva lo shema sukkah. If it's not fit for 7 days, it's not a good sukkah. Why is such a sukkah not good? I would have thought, had I not read Rashi, because it's not going to last. The animal's not going to stay there for 7 days. It's going to walk, it's going to move, it's going to crouch, it's going to sleep. It's not going to last for 7 days. That's what I would have thought. Rashi has nothing to do with that. Rather, Rashi says, halachically, you're not able to. Look at Rashi around 10 narrow lines down. He says, Haroi l'shiva, b'hashta d'gazer rabbanan ein olin la, nimtes sheina ru'i yom rishon. Because since you can't go on an animal on Yontif, so then the first day it's not Roy, it's only Roy for 6 days, and therefore it's possible because of the Gezerah. Now the Ritva says something very similar, but he talks about not being able to go on Shabbos. We know there's always going to be a Shabbos Chol HaMoed during 7 days of Sukkot, there's no question about it. So he doesn't talk about Yontif, he talks about Shabbos. So Aruch Haner says, why wasn't Ritva bothered by Yontif? There are two reasons, meaning 2 days. You can't go on Shabbos and you can't go on Yontif. How can Rashi choose Yontif and the Ritva chooses Shabbos? So Aruch Haner says a big chiddush. He says as follows. Because when it comes to the gzeira of the Rabbana not going on a tree, they never upheld the gzeira in the case of a mitzvah chiyuvis. A mitzvah chiyuvis, you know, the first night of sukkahs is a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. So in the case of a chiyuv, they said you actually can go up a sukkah, up a tree, to go into the sukkah. That's allowed. They're gzeira that pushed aside. When it comes to Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but there's only a kiyum, I don't have to eat in a sukkah if I don't want to the rest of the sukkahs. I can. I get a mitzvah, but I don't have to. So if I decide to eat in the sukkah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, I would not be allowed to because of the gzeira. So, but on Yontif Rishon, the Ritva would imply that you have to go. If the only sukkah available is on the tree, you are able to, and you should go on such a sukkah. That's the chiddush of the Aruch Haner's understanding of this Ritva. Which tells us here? No, but that's not talking about, he didn't say Shabbos or Yom Tov, though.
not raya b'chlal.
Mehai taima nami hayaposel b'sukkah. Okay, I'll have to think about it. Okay. So then the Gemara says, that's all the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. How Rabbanan respond back, Rabbi Meir says back, Rabbi Meir, hai nami midiraisa michsi chazi, Rabbanan hu de gazerbe. On Yom Tov or Shabbos, midiraisa, you actually can go on the tree. Granted that the Chachamim said one should not go on the tree, but they're not going to change the din deraisa of Chagas, Sukkos, Tasa, Lecha. So what comes out to, seems to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, argue what ability Chachamim have. Do they have ability to oker, davar, min haTorah or not? How far does their gzera go? Rabbi Meir says the gzera exists, but it's not able to undo the deraisa status of a sukkah, and therefore it is right for a sukkah even on the back of the animal. So now the Gemara says, okay, so that was all using the animal as the floor of the sukkah. Asa lebehema dof in the sukkah. What if you use the animal as a wall now? What would the din be? So here Rabbi Meir agrees it's posel. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, they actually switch opinions in this case. Rabbi Meir says it's not acceptable as a wall. Rabbi Yehuda says it is acceptable. Coming from completely different angles now. So what's the machlokas here? Shehayi Rabbi Meir Omer, kol davar sheish baruach chaim, anything that's alive, any animal, whether it's a human being or an animal, ein osin oso lo, ledofen sukkah, you can't use it as a wall of a sukkah, v'lo lechi lemavo, it can't be used as a lechi, v'lo lepasin lebeiros, that was the case of the four poles around the a well, v'lo golo lekever, it can't be used as covering up a kever, mishum Rabbi Yosi Agli, he adds one more, amru af ein kosin alav gite nashim, nor can you use it to write a get. So these are five different cases that you cannot use Ruach Chaim, according to Rabbi Meir. So what's the reason why? Why are these things asa, at least Lagabi Sukkah? So my time with Rabbi Meir, why is this possible? So by Amar, Shema Thomas, because the animal might die. And if the animal dies, you're going to have less than a dauphin. It's going to be small. The cow is here, 10 tvachim. It drops dead, falls to the side. Now you only have 3 tvachim. It's going to be possible. Shema Thomas. Comes along, Rabbi Zeir argues. Rabbi Zeir Amar, Shema Tivrach. Maybe the animal will run away. So what's going to keep the animal there? So now it's there for 10 minutes, but then it's going to run away. So these are two different reasons why one cannot use an animal as a dauphin of a sukkah. So Gemara explains, Bepil, kasher, when it comes to an elephant that's tied down, where there's no concern of it running away, Kuliyama lo pligi, dinami mais, yesh bini vilesa yasara. If an elephant dies and drops dead to its side, there's still more than 10 tvachim of height. So no matter how you slice it, it's tied down, it's not going to run away, and it will, if it'll die, it will still be the right shear. Everybody agrees a tied down elephant will serve as a proper wall. So when do they argue? Ki pligi, when does the machlokas bepil she'eino kasher, if an elephant which is not tied down, leman damar shema Thomas, the one who's concerned in general of the animal dying, lo chashina, we're not concerned here, because even if it does die, you'll still have the 10 tvachim needed. But leman damar gzera shema tivrach, the ones who are concerned that it might run away, chashinan, shouldn't you be concerned that the elephant might run away? So Gemara then says, wait a second. Even leman damar gzera shema Thomas, even the opinion who thinks there's a chashash of an animal dying, why are they also not concerned of nichash shema tivrach? That should be another concern. They're not mutually exclusive. They're two very fair concerns that it might die or might run away. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela bepil she'eino kasher, if it's an elephant that is not tied down, kuliyama lo pligi, no one argues, it's not good, because it might run away. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Bebehe makshur, not an elephant, another animal that's smaller than an elephant, that's tied down. So here, leman damar gzera shema Thomas, those who are concerned that might die, chashinu, we're concerned, because if it drops dead, it will be less than 10 tvachim if it's on its side now. But leman damar gzera shema tivrach, those who are concerned it might run away, lo chashinu, because our case here, our scenario, is whereby the animal is tied down. So everything works out nicely. So Gemara says, wait a second. We said before, the one who's choshesh of the animal dying is also concerned of the animal running away. So why don't we say the flip side? The one who's concerned of the animal running away, shouldn't they also be concerned of the animal dying? Leman damar gzera shema tivrach, necha shema Thomas. So why are they not concerned of it dying? And the Gemara answers, misei lashchichi. Death is not common. Yes, death happens, but it's not common. If you have an animal, we're not concerned that the animal is going to die in 7 days, so therefore he was only concerned of Shema Tivrach, not of Misa. So Gemara says, okay, so now this is very nice, everything works out nicely. V'ha'ika, but still nonetheless, using the animal as a wool, so it's great, you tied it down, there's no chashash of Misa, it's not going to run away because it's tied down, but there's still another problem here. V'ha'ika ravcha de beni beni, so isn't there the space between the legs of the animals, which are not serving as a wall? We know if it's the animal, the stomach of the animal is above 3 tvachim from the ground, that's not a good wall because the gedim could be broken. The kid goats could slip underneath there. You have to have within 3 tvachim of the ground. But the cow's belly is more than 3 tvachim of the ground, so that's not serving as a wall. So Gemara says it's very simple. What happened was, the Avridle Behutza Vedafna, you kind of put a very small fence or stuff the animal between the stomach and the ground floor, you filled the gap, and now you have a full wool. Excellent. So Gemara says, wait a second, Vedilma Rava, maybe the animal is going to crouch, and now, even though standing up is Ten Tvachim high, but when it crouches down, it's going to go below Ten Tvachim. So isn't that a fair concern? Gemara says, the Mesicha Ba'ashe Me'el. You kind of strap the animal from above, whereby even if it tries to crouch down, it won't, because it's being suspended from the Schach above, the poles above, so therefore it's not going to crouch down. So Gemara then says, Zinnin, Timokim Apachas Mishlosha, Samach L'Schach. But sometimes, one second here, what I missed here? Hold on. Again, I'll read one more time. Leman damar, k'zer shema tamas, nami ha mesricha bashle mila. So this is all the question. I'm sorry, that's what I missed. So even the one who holds that the animal might die, so aren't you able to have the animal stand up, connected to the top, and this way it won't be a concern, it won't fall to the side. Won't that be a good suggestion? So the Gemara said, that won't be a good suggestion because zimnin demokin bepachas mishlosha samach l'tzach. Sometimes, you're not going to put the animal directly near the schach. Rather, you're going to leave less than 3 tvachim away. There'll be a few inches away, but still. And what's going to happen? The Gemara says, v'chevin demaisa, since the animal might die, kavsa v'lava daiti. The animal might shrink. It might go, whatever happens when an animal dies. And then you're going to lose this space. It's going to be more than 3 tvachim, and it's going to be a puzzle wall. So then the Gemara says, okay. So we had this cloud before, that we had this discussion with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, whether they're concerned of Misa or not concerned with Misa. So we're going to take this discussion and talk about it in general. Is it really true? Umi Amar Abaye, does Abaye really say this? That Rabbi Meir is Chayish L'Misa, and Rabbi Yehuda lo Chayish, and Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish? So we're not talking about Misa itself, we're talking about a concern of something breaking, but it's a similar case here. So Gemara is trying to raise this question based on the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Vatnan. Basis, again, just make sure the animal, the shittas are clear. Rabbi Meir is the one who is choshesh misa, who does not choshesh misa. We're going to now flip everything on its head. Vatnan, Bas Yisrael, shenitzeis lekohen, Bas Yisrael gets married to a kohen, v'halach baila l'midas hayam, and her husband, the kohen, goes overseas somewhere. So she's able to continue to ocheles b'truma b'cheska shukayim. We don't assume the husband dies, we assume he's alive. That's the status quo, and she could continue to eat truma. Ramina and Allah, they ask a question. If the husband, the Kohen, says, "Hareza gitech sha'achas kodem misasi," here's the get, 1 hour before I die, asur lechel b'truma miyad, she can't eat right now, because there's a concern that any moment could be an hour before he dies. So how is that allowed? One case we're concerned of Misa, one case we're not concerned of Misa. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye himself answers, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Meir, de lo chayish l'misa, ha Rabbi Yehuda de chayish l'misa. Rabbi Meir is not concerned of Misa, and therefore he allows you to continue to eat, even though he goes overseas. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned with Misa, and therefore he says, one cannot eat right away. That's the opposite of what we said. Now, how do we know Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda holds this way? So the Tani, the Brisa says, Halokeach yayin mibein akusim. A person buys wine from non-Jews, whatever the status of kusi is. And Omer, he says, and we assume the kusi did not mafish the chumas and maisers like they're supposed to. So they say, Shnei Lugin Shani Asil Hafish, there's a din of Breira. Let's say you have wine now, but you don't have all the wine with you now. The way you have to separate wine is everything has to be together. But you're thirsty now, but most of the wine's back in your house. So you say, you know what, I'll separate it later on, but this right now is Tevil, until I've separated. So I'm going to say, I've got 100 lug of wine. So Chuma is average, Chuma is 1/50th of what you have. So 2 is 1/50th of 100. So I say, Shnei Lugin Shani Asil Hafish, the 2 lug of wine I'm going to separate ultimately when I get home, harehin chuma, that's going to be my chuma. And then I have 98 left. Asara, 10% of 98 is around 10. So Asara, Lugan will be my serisha, and that will go to the levy. And then of that, I've got 88 left, so 10% of that is around 9. So Tisha will be my sheni, which I have to take to Yishalayim, but I'll be mechal, I'll be mechal on it, so the wine is not my sheni anymore. Vishal Samiyan, he's able to drink. When he gets home later on, he'll separate wherever the chum is, wherever the mice is. That's called brayer. It's called retroactively doing something later to retroactively had it done earlier. That's all divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir allows you to do such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda now, going on to Daf Chav Dal, says this does not work. Rabbi Yehuda, among other Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Osen, they say one cannot do this. Why can you not do this? So we need to look at the Rashi, the top Rashi in Daf Chav Dalet, Osrin, why? Vamrinan Gzeira Shema Yivaka Hanad. Perhaps the pitcher will break And when I get home, I can't separate Truma and Maaser because the wine's gone. It might break. They're concerned that might happen. I'll never be able to decide where the Truma and Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni was. I ate Tevel at the time, earlier. Alma, we see, Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lebikiyas hanod, v'koshkein lemises adam. If he's concerned of a barrel blowing up, which is unlikely, but it could happen, if he's concerned of that, certainly he'll be concerned of an animal or a human being dying, and Rabbi Meir's lo chayish, he allowed you to make such brayra. So we see here, Rabbi Meir earlier by this sukkah was choshesh lemisa, the animal, but he is not choshesh of bikiyas hanod. Rabbi Yehuda was not choshesh for the wall of the sukkah, but here is choshesh of the bikias node and the kohen dying. So Gemara says very simple. Epoch. Let's switch everything around. We switch everything around, everything works out. Meaning, Rabbi Meir is the one who's chayish lemisa, and therefore he would say you cannot do the brayer by the chumas and maisos. Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish lemisa, he's not concerned, and everything's flipped around on this last case, this last brisa about the chumas and maisos. The Tani, the brisa says, asal lebehema dofin the sukkah Rabbi Meir posel Rabbi Yehuda machshu. Meaning, we're using this brisa to really fortify that Rabbi Meir is the one who says posel. He thinks it's a chashash lemisa, so to keep his shita consistent, we also have to change his shita legabe chumas and maisos. And Rabbi Yehuda is one who says machshir. Let's quickly recap what we did. We started with the mission at the bottom of Chav Beis talking about how a sukkah on top of a gala on top of a boat works, and you could go on top of it, but on top of a tree or an animal does not. It does work, but you can't go on top of it. Sukkah, if you have a two-walled, if you have any walls of a sukkah made from a tree, that's also, you can't go on Yantif. But if you have three walls that are good, and the fourth wall is a tree, that would be acceptable because you don't need the wall of the tree. Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds that you're allowed to use a sukkah on top of a boat, because Diyas Harai, but Rabbi Gamliel says it does not work, you need Diyas Keva. And then Abai came to explain the machlokas here about the types of winds, what's going to make it a Diyas Harai, Diyas Keva. That was a different Ruch Metsuya, Ruch Sheina Metsuya. And then the reason why we allow there's a machlokas, whether you allow a sukkah on top of a behema. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says you're allowed to. Rabbi Huda says you cannot use a sukkah on top of a behema. That's because chaga sukkos tasalacha must be roi for 7 days, since you cannot go on Yontif or on Shabbat, it's not roi for 7 days. Then we spoke about using an animal as a sukkah wall. Rabbi Meir says it doesn't work. Rabbi Huda says it does work. Rabbi Meir was choshish lemisa. Rabbi Huda was not choshish lemisa. And we also had that discussion about Shema Tivrach. And then the Amud Beis is trying to clarify who says what. And we connected the sugya of Shema Thomas to the sugya of Shema Yivka Hanod, the Gabbai Chumos and Maisos. All right, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.